Proclamation number 4975 of 29th of September, 1950. Working in the Lord's vineyard, spreading the word. Light bearers. I only need willing laborers who want to help me in my vineyard, who see the great spiritual hardship as a reason to place themselves at my disposal, because the work for me and my kingdom has to be carried out by people and cannot be accomplished by my omnipotence and love. These people who want to serve me are mediators between me and their fellow human beings and are instructed to instruct them in the same way as I instruct them. To convey my word to them in all purity as they receive it from me. This is truly a necessity. It is urgent work in my vineyard to first cleanse the fields, that is, the hearts of man, from the weeds, from the false teachings which have been presented to people as teachings of faith. First the weeds have to be removed before the good seed can be sown, and thus a purification has to take place first, but this can only happen when something better is offered. When people can also recognize the better gift if they are to give up the old. It is to be made clear to them that in why doctrine of faith is wrong. And this is your work, you who want to serve me. And thus it is understandable that you yourselves must first receive a clear picture of the human being's actual task and of my eternal plan of salvation, which only makes all my efforts for my living creations comprehensible. The knowledge of this is a gift of grace offered to those who want to utilize it for their own and their fellow human beings' salvation. Anyone who earnestly wants to work for me can raise a treasure of grace of immeasurable value. All spiritual goods are available to him, and only his desire determines the abundance of what he receives. 9/29, 1950, he will call a spiritual wealth his own which allows him to constantly hand out, to make fellow human beings happy, for in order to be able to give something you have to possess it. And he will always find the right words when it is necessary to convince his fellow human beings of the truth of the words he has received from me. Only through truth can the human being attain eternal life, and because truth has been suppressed amongst people, because it is no longer taught purely but mixed with error, I want to come to their aid and smooth the path for them again. I want to let them find the right path which leads to me, who am the eternal truth myself. But anyone who once walks the path of truth himself also sees where darkness and shadows obscure a path, and he endeavors to bring light to those who walk in darkness. He is called by me to be a bearer of light. He can give people the truth because he possesses it himself, because he opens himself to the light of grace from above which has brightly illuminated him and made him an efficient laborer in my vineyard. Everyone who wants to serve me shall experience my blessing, and his knowledge will obviously be broadened, his intellect and heart will be active in him, he will endeavor to make my will, which he has recognized, known to his fellow human beings in the realization that only compliance with my will, life in my eternal order, an unselfish life of love, enables the human being to become similar to my fundamental nature, that only compliance with my will also leads him to the realization of truth and that only through compliance with my will can he unite with me, the eternal love, and be eternally happy. Amen.